Taking a look at the first page of the survey guide, your SnapEd program lead may share this document with you directly or distill relevant resources to you in a different manner. For the purposes of this training, if you are working with this document, we'll walk you through some key reminders to review with your program lead and team. First, review survey administration protocols. Survey protocols help ensure that surveys are reviewed with participants in a similar manner across all SnapEd organizations across the state. There are survey protocols for online and Scantron formats. If you haven't already reviewed these, please discuss these with your SnapEd program lead and team. You can directly access relevant protocols through the links included in the survey guide document and through the evaluation and reporting page on ConnectSpace. The next part of the survey guide is the survey overview table. We'll walk through this section in a moment. This table will help you know which surveys are used with each intervention and age group your SnapEd program works with. The survey guide also includes QR code images if you plan to use online surveys. And finally, the survey guide also includes the survey planning chart, which we'll review momentarily. Within the helpful information section, your program lead will have further instructions for you if working with Scantron surveys. These surveys should be barcoded so the responses can be reviewed by intervention. Remember to reference the survey protocols before administering any surveys with participants. If using the online survey format, please test the survey link before using with participants. When testing the survey, do not select or enter any responses as test data. This ensures that test data is not included in any of your organization's final reports. Note that Farmers Market Food Navigator, Michigan Farm to Family CSA Food Navigator Program, Rec Connect, and 13 Moons of Anishinaabe Nutrition include their own intervention-specific evaluation materials, and these will be shared separately with your program lead. Please communicate with your program lead if you will work with any of these interventions. Finally, if you need additional clarification on which surveys to use with the interventions and groups you are offering, please discuss further with your program lead. If you experience issues with the survey links or QR codes, please notify your program lead as soon as possible so they can contact MFF for additional support before you need to use them with participants.